And so, see what it looks like. So now you can move this over a little bit and see how it has a ripple there. Okay. If you put that back on there and hit right there, it's going to take that ripple right out of it.
That's Donald Gregory showing Ishmael Hope how to make tanah, or copper shields. Gregory is among the artists featured in the documentary, which explores the artistic lineage of many Tlingit culture bearers, including weavers, carvers, bead artists, musicians, and more. Tlingit poet and storyteller Ishmael Hope co-directed the film.
What was important to me was a multi-generational revelation of how the spirit of Tlingit art gets fostered, how it continues, how it gets reincarnated.
One of our first shoots was with culture bearer and carver Paul Marks.
When we dance, it does something to our spirit. It makes us feel good. And to wear our ancestral atu brings us strength and pride in our people, of our ancestors.
To see the art in action, Hope organized a kawik, or potlatch, in Sitka.
What I love the most is when we're seeing the people in their regalia, in their at'u, their chilkat blankets and the clan hats, those heavy, important clan hats, they're dancing in that. The culture is fully alive, and everyone in that room feels it.
In Sitka, we filmed master weaver Terry Rothgar in our studio. Rothgar passed shortly after our visit. The scenes in the documentary are her last footage.
Well, you know, for me, the mountain goat and this spruce roots, you know, this was cutting edge science 6,000 years ago. And so for today, what are we doing? You know, if I want Tlingit methodology, if I want our weaving to be relevant 6,000 years from now, how am I going to make that possible? It's very obvious now that I'm the one passing through the weaving, not the weaving in me.
Fellow master weaver Clarissa Rizal also passed after our time with her. Beyond footage of her working with her daughter, Lily Hope, she left us with knowledge like this.
This is a spiritual practice for women. When you raise up the spiritual practice of a woman, you raise up the level of harmonious existence.
We also spoke with multidisciplinary artists, brothers Nick and Jared Glannon, as they carved a canoe in Sitka. They're the grandchildren of master carver George Benson. Here is Jared on Tlingit art.
Working on this canoe by making artwork and studying that and diving into that and actively engaging it has become the best way to feel some ownership towards it and, I guess, belonging to it.
Jared's brother Nick and his music project, Silver Jackson, provided the documentary's music. Songs like this one called Perfect Mistake.
You tell me that it's wrong. You tell me that it's wrong. I know that you are right, but I just want it all. And you and I are flawed.
If Hope regrets anything with the film, it's that we didn't cover more artists.
You know, so this is a sampling, and hopefully it has enough range to reveal some of this vision and these questions we were going for regarding the generations, regarding the spirit and character of the art.
In Juneau, I'm Scott Burton.
See? And